Let's hear about a national anthem protest that is playing out on the other side of the world. China passed a law last month. It says those who protest its national anthem can be criminally charged and sentenced up to 3 years in prison. China is demanding that Hong Kong, which is under its control, enforce the law there as well. NPR's Rob Schmitz reports that this is a problem in a city where free speech enjoys much broader protections.
We are Hong Kong is the cheer tonight among thousands of red-shirted fans at the city stadium, tucked into the lush mountains and jagged skyscrapers of Hong Kong Island. Hong Kong's soccer team is playing Lebanon, and the audience quiets down for the visiting team's national anthem. The polite applause takes a turn, though, when the national anthem of China, technically Hong Kong's anthem too, begins. China's national anthem can barely be heard. Stadium personnel line the aisles, waving their hands to discourage fans, but it only manages to make them boo louder. The booing has now become a regular part of international soccer matches in Hong Kong, ever since 2014, when the city was embroiled in violent protests over China's refusal to allow residents to directly elect their leader. Soccer fan Rose Tsai says it's a message to Beijing.
I don't think this song is worth our respect. You need to earn our respect. You can't force people to respect you.
When it comes to its national anthem, China begs to differ. Last month, China banned the use of this song in commercials and parodies, promising to punish those who do not stand with respect and maintain a dignified bearing when the anthem is played. Beijing then inserted this law into Hong Kong's constitution. Now, Hong Kong's legislature must enact and enforce its own version of the law. This has left Hong Kong legislators like Alvin Young scratching their heads.
How are you going to enforce it? We're talking about a stadium, we're talking about hundreds of people. If all these people boo, are you going to arrest all of them? Well, that is my concern. If a law is unenforceable, the law can hardly be respected.
But Young, a lawyer, says there's a bigger concern.
Some of the Hong Kongers, they are not happy with the Chinese rule, so they have their own ways to express that. And I do have strong concerns that while this anthem law is another indication of Chinese encroachment to Hong Kong's high autonomy.
Young says the new national anthem law will likely start to be enforced by next summer. Professor Chung Kim-hwa, who teaches social sciences at Hong Kong Polytechnic University, worries about what'll happen at the first soccer match after the law goes into effect.
I think the government, when it tried to implement the legal requirement, it should be very careful. Otherwise, some confrontation or even violence is likely.
Back at Hong Kong Stadium, red-shirted soccer fans make it clear where their loyalties lie. We are Hong Kong. Soccer fan Rose Tsai, who relishes in booing China's national anthem, hasn't yet thought about what he's going to do once the new law goes into effect.
Maybe I'll just stay home, or I'll wait until the anthem's done before I enter the stadium, or I'll just get up and go to the toilet as my own form of protest.
Tsai says he's not interested in going to prison, but he will if he has to. After all, that's what happened to Tian Han, the poet who wrote the lyrics to China's national anthem. 3 decades after writing the song, called March of the Volunteers, Tian was imprisoned in China as a counter-revolutionary. He died behind bars. But his lyrics, which call on all Chinese who refuse to be slaves to rise up, are now protected with the threat of prison.
Rob Schmitz, NPR News, Hong Kong.